Modern baseball is gay. Modern baseball is gay.
We'll get to you that. Listen to modern baseball.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Gay. Okay.
We definitely want to talk about modern baseball. Are we rolling?
Yeah, we are rolling now. So I mean, we could really just start whenever.
Hell yeah! Cool. Hey, what's up, fucking gamers, or whatever the hell we're calling our fans these days? It's season two, episode one, baby.
That's what
you just heard the new theme song, courtesy of our friends at Hey, I Love You.
Absolutely
wonderful, wonderful track coming out of there.
You just had them on the pod, didn't you?
We did.
We That's did.
True. They're I guess the second to last episode of season one. Absolutely.
A little behind the scenes for you. We're recording the season two premiere, but we haven't even released the season one finale.
I know. It's true. I know.
We're slacking over here.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm sure we're just lazy. It's definitely not that.
Probably not that. Anyway, I'm sure you've probably figured out we've got some people here in the virtual studio with us tonight. We've got our new friends over in Arcadia Gray. We got Cooper.
Hey, it was good.
We got Nat.
Whoa, well,
we got Corey.
Hey, what's good?
And we got Maud.
You know, I kind of thought that we were more than friends, but I can settle. That's okay.
Robbie, can I just say you're doing a fantastic job so far?
Thank you. I'm trying really hard.
You're doing a great job.
And I just wanted to get this out of the way right off the bat. I definitely called you Arcadia Gay by accident before the show. Yeah. And if that happens, I hope that we're still, you know, cool. I saw you say Arcadia Gay on Twitter, so I figured that might be.
Yeah, it's not really an accident at this point.
No.
Yeah. Three quarters of the band are gay.
Well, I was going to say, it's like it's like a very queer band. No? Am I not wrong about that?
Yeah.
I mean, we love that. We got to love
that. You know, it didn't start that way.
That's true.
Yes, it did.
It didn't start that way.
It's hard to say for sure, you know, when it started.
But we do have a token straight guy, so.
I'm just saying.
Just to balance everything out.
Hey, just for representation's sake, I respect that.
I did come in and make everything at least 25% more gay, though. So it's at least 25% more gay than before.
Yeah,
well, before it was technically 66%, and you just transitioned it to 75%. But I'm not going to talk semantics with you here.
I'll take my 9% stake, and I will be happy with it.
We dropped my Cheez-Its on the floor.
This
guys.
Shit's like Shark Tank with the gay.
God damn it.
All right, so we've got some questions kind of right off the bat, just to sort of
we've got answers.
To clarify some stuff because. You know, it's season two. I'm changing it up. I'm doing research. Okay, I put the doc together tonight.
He did.
I scrolled. Did I scrolled all the of Twitter this. Timeline. I've got some notes. I'm working hard.
I'm sorry. Your name is Robin. I thought you were Sean Evans from Hot Ones.
Wow.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
We haven't even heard the questions yet.
That actually means a lot to me. Okay.
Narwhal, is that you?
On your fucking, I'm scrolling. I'm so bad. Okay, so your Twitter says you're from Chicago, but Bandcamp says Carmel, Indiana.
Yeah, what's the tea with that?
And also, do you pronounce it caramel or Carmel?
Carmel is very adorable while incorrect, and you can pronounce it caramel for the rest of your life.
It is spelled differently, though, so just keep that in mind.
Because we grew up in Caramel, Indiana, or Carmel, as we like to call it, nobody ever questioned it, how it was pronounced in the surrounding areas. So this is the first time I've heard.
Is that really the first time you've ever heard?
Really the first time?
That kind of seems unbelievable, to be honest.
Well,
wasn't there? There was some movie where it was like a kid's movie, and it was like a high school going to the big game against the other high school. But the other high school was like Carmel or something.
There is a Carmel Glee? By the sea in
Was that Glee?
I was going to say, I think it is Glee.
Yeah, basically we're just as good as Glee.
I watched Glee.
But that's Carmel, Ohio, like, not Carmel, Indiana.
So many years ago.
There's I always Ohio. Forget that Glee took place in Ohio.
In Lima, Ohio.
I didn't know that.
There's like three shows where our town is the evil town. Like the town they're based on is our town.
Well, I've been there and it is evil.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're like evil Sparkle Punk then.
Yeah, we're
Yeah, we get a little bit mischievous.
when you have a cryptid in the band. So we actually did. We just moved to Chicago in January. Well, most of
us. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, that's very sick.
No, Chicago is my favorite city in the world.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
It's my favorite city, too. Wow. Well, Tokyo, I cleaned first, but then Chicago.
It's probably my least favorite city in the world.
Wow, dog.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually important in the scene to hate your town.
That's true.
Your hometown and also whatever town you're in.
Yeah.
You have to get out of it, too.
I felt I needed to share that.
Well, we actually sing about wanting to go home.
Well,
I feel like Corey was saying something. Oh, there she is.
No, I would never. But Chicago, not good. And I rest my case.
So I'm a local. I lived here before, and so I really like it. Mm-hmm. Not the suburbs.
Mod's not from
that.
Caramel.
Yeah, I'm not from Caramel.
What do you not like about Chicago?
I don't. Did you not really understand the rest of my case? I thought that was pretty cool.
Corey, Corey climbed up that hill like 3 years ago, and since you moved here, has not gotten off of it.
Not even the slightest. Hmm.
No, I had.
I heard her say one nice thing about Chicago, and it was all the junk cars that are around the city. She likes to look at.
It's very fun to watch people driving cars that should not function, just like at like 85 miles an hour down the street in like a 30.
I saw four yesterday.
It's lawless here,
dude. Like four, like one where like the whole like hood of the car was smashed in. So it's like, how is the engine block still in the car and it's fucking driving? Like, must be in the passenger seat or something.
A completely shattered front windshield, and he was sticking his head out the driver's window to drive.
That's punk as fuck, dude.
I saw a truck the other day driving behind me with just missing entirely the hood. Like, homie, what are you doing? That shit's gonna not. How long has it been like that?
Well, he probably got up one day and he was like, "Oh man, I got my keys. I have my wallet. Where's my car's hood?"
The hood of your car is an everyday carry.
What if it was like a purposeful decision? Like, no one else is doing this. I'm going to be a trendsetter, and I'm just going to fucking take that shit
off.
Isn't
that just a convertible?
Someone said they were driving with the top down, and he severely misunderstood what they meant.
He actually got a circumcision instead.
I thought you meant driving with the top off.
Yep. That's awesome.
All right. Question number two. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, man. I saw a car outside my front place of my work yesterday just, like, take the turn too hard and the wheel, like, snack clean off from the fucking frame of the car.
No fucking way, dude.
Dude, it was, like, a brand new car. Like, it was probably, like, as late as, like, 2017, 2019.
That's crazy.
Like a rusted axle or something.
Yeah, dude, and the lady looked shocked, and I was like, "Are you okay?" And then I left and delivered my sandwich.
Rusted Axel would be a really good band name.
Yeah, write that down.
Rusted
Axel. Yeah. Sorry, we're Arcadia Gay.
Yep.
So anyway, my second question here. Okay, so your profile picture on Twitter and also on Bandcamp is an adorable little kitty, and I just gotta know who that is.
That is the late, but still very honorable Sazzy.
Wow.
She was a cuddler. I'll tell you that much.
What a true legend.
She was a cuddler.
You gotta love a cuddler. They just of course. I've only very recently become a cat person. I was a dog person growing up, so I never have had to like work for the love of any animal. So I'm now getting to the point where like some of the cats and shit that I live with are like being affectionate and like wanting to cuddle a little bit, and it's like the most rewarding shit in the world.
It's so nice. I'm the primary caretaker of the current cat of this house. We have a lot of very good times together.
Love that.
Yes. So I've lived with both cats and dogs my whole life. So I've gotten both the experience of both of those wonderful animals, and I am like a parent in that I cannot choose a favorite between the two.
I think that's entirely fair. It's like completely different experiences. Just depends.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of the term "pisshead" with regards to cats?
Pisshead?
Yeah, Pisshead.
No.
No.
So apparently, I don't know if this is a good just a thing. Name. I don't know. Yep. That is a good band name. I don't know if this is just something that like my brother's friend's family does, but like if a cat like sprays or pees in the house, they just call them piss heads.
Mm. What? That doesn't mean. That's like they're just yelling at the cat.
I mean,
hey, they know what they did.
I followed that logic kind of. One day after, it was like in middle school when we got this cat, after I had been hanging out with some friends, I woke up and there was a pizza box flipped upside down. And I picked it up and I found my cat sitting in there. So oh now God. He is affectionately named Pizza Slice.
That's cute. Aww. I love that.
I know.
I've been thinking about getting a cat. I've been thinking about getting a cat for like 8 months, which is when it's like time to get a cat.
Yeah, you got to get a cat.
Damn. You got to get a cat. We want a cat at the Arcadia home.
Yeah.
That would be sick. Do.
And Jacob, the thing is, you've got a bunch of like really well-behaved cats.
Yeah,
that, like bringing a cat into that home that's yours would be wonderful.
There was a little kitten that lived here for a while. He's absolute legend. He's a full black cat. His name is Beelzebub, and he was like a little kitten, and was very much like still growing up when he was living here. And I feel like they missed their little bro. Like I feel like they missed their little guy. So I gotta get him a cat to hang out with.
Yeah,
that also means I get to get a cat. So. That'd be sick.
I do think it's very cute that you're putting the social needs of the cat as your primary reason above your own. It's cute.
Any need of any living thing above that of my own, if I could. I don't give a shit. I'll die. I don't care.
Damn.
Understandable. I'm very selfish.
Yeah, I would never do anything for anybody else, actually, so.
Yeah, no, other people suck.
It for me.
It's all about me, baby. Damn.
It's like the good lefts we are.
Anyway, question number 3. Y'all have been some busy little bees lately, huh? Seems like you've released a little something. Like every year, you had like a couple splits. There was Konami Code. You've got the vinyl out now. Also for the record, love the name Uran High School Jewel Club. That is that is genius. I'm sorry. You've had the Good Noise Fest live stream. You did the Welcome Home Fest. You did the Summit Shack live stream. How has it been getting back into the swing of like playing and like, because I mean we haven't had shows in like way too fucking long.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How has that been?
Terrifying. Yeah.
No.
I don't know. It's just. It has been so weird to be
reunited, and it feels so good.
It feels very good. I'm very excited to be back at shows. I was more fearful of how long it was gonna go without them. You know.
That's definitely how I was feeling too. I've been fucking down without them.
Have you had that? That sense of relief where it's like, oh, they are officially like back. Like, has it hit you yet? That like shows are like, have you been doing like the shows are back chants and shit? Or like, no, not yet.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit hesitant to just
because
the Delta virus is getting worse right now.
I don't
know what kind of restrictions any local or not local governments are going to start putting down again, if at all.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just going to get really weird, especially if we want to tour and this stuff is still bad in different areas.
Different
restrictions, you know.
For sure.
But, you know, people are adaptable and we are trying to adapt to this situation. So.
Absolutely. And that's been something that's been so cool over the last year is seeing all of these like different live streams and just ways that you can like. Ways that you can do it when you can't do it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like that thing a lot of people will say that limitation breeds innovation.
True.
And I think sometimes that's true. I don't think it's always true, but I think sometimes it is.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, Bill Gates built a computer out of his garage, 100%. So, you know, anything's possible.
Yeah, that's right.
That's interesting. I think that like the live streaming and stuff, I'm sure is like a form of that, but I'm sure that it could never like fully replace the actual live show experience, which is such a bummer because there has got to be a way to like make that more inclusive and safe for everybody. Like it sucks that there's just like really not currently. It doesn't seem like there is a clear way to just do that easily. Which is a bummer. It's like, I don't know, throughout the entire quarantine, I feel like I've been kind of, I've been sort of judging how I feel about the pandemic and the state of things, sort of based on, like, how I feel about going to Fest. Like, I feel like when that was first announced, people are like, ugh, people are gonna, I don't know, like, I mean, that sounds fun.
Yeah. You guys, but
like, you're really gonna have Fest, like, in, like, what is it, like, October or some shit, I think it's in?
Yeah, it's like soon. Yeah.
It's like relatively soon, but like totally even when agree. It was announced, everyone was like, ooh. And then I think if you would have asked me like a month ago, I would have been like, okay, I'll go to Fest, whatever, you know, I'll wear a mask inside, but I'll maybe take it off outside. Who knows? But now it's like, I'm feeling more like, ooh, I don't know.
Fest specifically is scary because Fest is not a festival that happens within like one contained area. Yeah. Fest happens over like the entire town of Gainesville, Florida. Like they plan it purposely on the weekend that everyone that goes to whatever college it is in Gainesville, I want to say it's Florida State, but I could be wrong. When they go to Georgia for that football game, that's when they have Fest, so that all the college kids are gone and like all these like fucking weird punks can congregate in Gainesville.
That's kind
of
sick.
It is really sick, but because of that, there's a lot of moving around at Fest and like intermingling with like a lot of like big social groups, like exchanging people and like a lot of like moving and traveling around between all of them, and like that's like scary.
Yeah, for
sure. A little bit.
It is. It absolutely is scary. It's scary to think about. Like, it just sucks because like, going like the people going to several shows and hanging out with a bunch of people and like doing the thing that we like to do as like a hobby is like the single worst thing to do in a pandemic. Like,
yeah,
like going to tiny small artist house shows. God damn. Like, of course our shit had to get clapped the hardest of like any hobby or whatever.
I'm gonna be real with you, man. Like, when you play a house show, if the audience is engaged with your shit and they're right in front of you, like, you're probably getting spit on.
Oh,
like, like that can't happen right now.
No,
like,
it just
people cannot be spitting in your face at the moment.
No, and there's no way to have like a truly safe like house show unless everybody got tested. And
yeah,
it sucks because like that's not realistic. And also like maybe we shouldn't be doing house shows currently. Like, I don't know. I'm not saying it's safe, but like, make your own decisions. There's also that aspect to it. I don't know. It's tough. It's hard to say.
There is also the fact that the vaccine is highly, highly effective against the Delta variant.
True.
I think it's like 99% effectiveness. So like literally 1% of people are like highly susceptible to the Delta variant. That being said, only about 40%, I think, overall of the United States population is currently vaccinated, which is like kind of low.
It's kind of crazy how when like people at like the top of the hierarchy like just let bullshit roll out of their mouths.
That, I know.
Like 60% of the country just doesn't understand that they could just die.
Yeah.
And I feel like we were all like waiting for the fucking vaccine or whatever. Like that was like the end goal.
It was
like,
yeah,
the vaccine's coming out, and everyone was like, they were like, yeah, well, I'll just get vaccinated.
And now,
that happens.
Yeah. And now everybody that is gonna get it has it, and now the people that aren't gonna get it still don't want it, and it's like, okay, well, not enough people have it still, so what are we doing?
Pfizer is already talking about booster shots though. So if you already have it, there's a good chance that there will be a third shot you can get that'll be effective against whatever new strains and variants or whatever.
I think if we're doing third shot, I should get third stimmy. I think that should be the rules.
I totally fucking agree.
Yeah, that's a really good rule. You know, what else I'll say is, for the most part, I really don't think people should. I think we should put like a cap on people having fun if they don't get the vaccine.
Yeah,
like you should. Sure. Vaccine passports should be a thing. You're not allowed to have fun if you don't have your vaccine passport. I'm sorry.
Mass fun execution.
Yep.
You have to buy the season pass to access as part of the map.
Hey, I wanna start the fun police. We should fund them. Let's give them some more money. Let's start a fun division.
Fun police.
We need to fund the fun police, and we need to defund the police.
Defund the police. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, if we make the fun police, then they're automatically the unfun police. Mm-hmm. So they need to defund the unfun police. Fund the fun police.
Yep. And the fun police get water guns instead. That's the only difference.
Hell yeah.
Everything else is
the fun police are the guys working like security at Warped Tour with the
fucking, like, those poor fucking guys look so miserable.
No, the ones that are having fun to do the super soaker.
Oh, I love those guys.
Those guys are awesome. They all look like they should be playing in Bowling for Soup.
They do.
They all do. Every single one of them.
When Bowling for Soup plays Warped Tour, there's not a lot of difference between the security and them. There's not a huge difference between the audience and Bowling for Soup when you go to a Bowling for Soup show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Robin, you had kind of brought it up before we started recording, but I think, you know, elephant in the room, let's just address it. If you listen to Modern Baseball, you're gay. I think we talked about that, and it seems like there was some discourse on Twitter about that, and I hadn't heard a lot about that. That's kind of something Robin had to let me in on, but I do say I agree. I absolutely agree. It's unfortunate. You know, sorry. I'm not happy to say it, but it seems like it's been established. So.
We didn't make the rules.
Yep.
We didn't make the rules.
You know, in this world, there is objective truth, and people like Donald Trump and Ben Shapiro and people like that want to make you think that there isn't, and that just whatever you believe is the truth. And this is exactly why we need to take a stand against stuff like that, and you need to stand up for what you believe in, because some things are true, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you like ball, you're a homosexual, all right? Mm-hmm. I didn't always know that, but it's true. And I think that everyone needs to look a little bit deeper inside themselves and get some help, maybe, and realize that Modern Baseball is for queers.
Mm-hmm. But if you listen to Slaughter Beach Dog, you're heterosexual. Is that what I heard?
Extremely overly heterosexual.
Wow.
And attracted to people who read.
Yeah, you love people who read.
Yeah, if you see somebody reading a book in a coffee house, then...
and if they're reading Marconi, especially.
Yeah. Is there any... What's the Venn diagram middle overlapping section of that? Extremely
That's
gay, bisexuality. Just bisexual drinking coffee.
Yeah.
People who like that song, How Do I Tell a Girl I Want to Kiss Her, but like for some reason don't know any Modern Baseball stuff. Or you like the fucking Mom Jeans demo where they stole all the songs.
Yeah, the stolen Modern Baseball song.
I was going to say Mom Jeans is bisexual. If you listen to Mom Jeans, you're bi.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's just how it is.
Mom Jeans is queer coded. I'm going to start calling things queer coded and see what happens.
Well, Modern Baseball is queer doused.
I would like to be queer coded.
Ooh. Damn.
Jesus Christ.
You said we could say whatever we want on the podcast.
All right, Big Fat Little Cum then.
Hey, I tweeted about cum the other day.
Any of these
fuckers
ever pop out of the fucking wall and have like a huge cum shot?
With their massive horse cocks?
I don't know if it was just me turning 22 years old or if something is happening, but I swear to God, I can't go on Twitter for 5 seconds without seeing somebody yelling about cum. Dude, what is happening?
Yeah. People are
everybody is fucking obsessed with cum.
People are horny out there.
It's because you follow me, Cooper. I'm sorry.
It's not because you follow me.
My feed's bleeding into yours.
Look, sometimes it just comes out.
Ha!
But I'm...
That is extremely funny. That is some good humor.
Yeah, that's some really good professional comedy.
Wait, what did I just say?
I still don't know what cum is, and I'm scared to ask.
Yeah, modern baseball is gay.
That's right.
Yeah, to circle back, modern baseball is gay.
That tweet got a lot more recognition and response than I thought it would.
Yeah.
Tweeted about modern baseball.
Yeah, that you could was your
just,
first mistake.
You could just send a tweet that says modern baseball come right now.
I'm doing it right now. Modern.
Send tweet. Baseball.
No, I'm sending it.
Wait, can I send this right now?
Let's all
send it. Let's send it out from all of our personals, from all of the everyone tweet modern baseball come.
I'm about to send tweet.
All right. I'm glad that at least everyone ready? Who follow me will understand this.
Are we all doing this?
Oh, Robin already posted it.
I heard it 13 seconds ago.
Oh, we gotta go, we gotta go, we gotta go. Go. Hurry.
Yeah, so
before it's too late, before the ratio.
I don't want to get algae rhythmed.
Ratio might be the worst meme on Twitter. That shit's so stupid. All right,
we went ahead and hit yours with the like and the retweet as well. So
fuck yeah.
This is we are live tweeting on the podcast.
We're
right
starting
now.
A movement.
Oh no, gay cum.
Not the gay cum.
Not the gay cum.
I really hope we don't get in trouble for this.
I really don't think we're going to.
But
we just talked about how the two things that everyone loves are modern baseball and cum. I don't think there's going to be a problem.
No, we're joining the crowd now. That's our first cum tweet.
True. We were joking. I mean, Mon and I were joking about how people always cause discourse with modern baseball. So
yeah,
we'll just see what we could stir up.
I will say that some people, me, get a little heated when people talk shit about modern baseball on the timeline. And so Matt and I were bored when we were doing laundry, and that is what we came up with.
And then it just all spiraled out of control.
Yeah, I woke up and I was like, what if I, like, what if I make a Notes app apology, not apologizing about modern baseball?
Yeah, the Notes app apology was so good.
Matt like asked me for permission. They were like, "Are people gonna get upset about this?"
That's fair, though. It's like sometimes you gotta be sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna send a. God damn it! I'm gonna send this picture to our Discord chat. I just opened Twitter and I just see modern baseball come four times in a row.
Oh Lord. On that note, I think now's as good a time as any to take a little break. We will catch you all after we get done peeing and
these commercial messages, Robin. These commercial messages.
Fuck, I gotta charge my phone.
Oh yeah, we'll be back after these commercials.
I'm gonna get so high during these.
Heyo, what's up?
Heyo.
Hey, it's your friends Robin and Jacob, and we're doing the ad break. We're just checking in with you.
Do we have an ad this time?
No.
Oh.
You know what we do have though? Actually, we got I don't know if you saw this, Robin. We got a very nice email from our little friendly neighborhood podcast hosting website here that shall remain nameless because they're not paying us yet, but. They were congratulating us on the fact that the podcast has reached 500 downloads, which I think is super sick. You know, it's a little bit more than I really ever expected to get, so I'm very happy with that. It's truly very appreciated that everyone is hanging out with us and is interested in what we have to say, and we'll put up with the fact that we will just kind of disappear for 3 to 4 months at a time without releasing an episode. And clearly... recording it well in advance of when it's released. So,
yeah,
thank you very much for that.
pay no mind to a lot of the bits and references that come later on in
don't,
the show.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Not timely.
Nope, not definitely not. But we, you know, we just had Robin and I both just wanted to take some time and say a few things and express our appreciation to the to you guys, the fans. So, Robin, take it away, my friend.
So, it's always been a dream of mine to create a product and inspire. What the fuck are you doing, dude? I'm trying to have a sincere fucking moment with the fans, and you're acting like a child. What are you doing? Turn this off. Stop it. What are you doing? Fuck you.
And back to the show.
Uh-oh, stinky.
Did I not turn my mic off?
No.
God damn.
How are my children?
Whoops. No, I was drinking water.
I'd be doing a lot better with a sloppy steak from Trafani's.
Ma, did you watch that? We got to make sloppy steaks at home.
We do.
I don't.
I'll break veg for it.
I just saw someone. I think Binging with Babish did a video about that today.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, that's what Matt's talking about.
I watched it in the morning. It was very nice. So now we're gonna make them.
I can't wait to watch him make a steak and then pour water on it.
This episode's right? Sponsored by Binging with
Babish.
Well,
that's what he does.
The episode is actually brought to you by steak. Fun fact:
no sloppy steaks tonight, guys. Please.
What are we
slap
doing?
Them off!
Tables!
The second he walks through, let's slap them off!
The look on the waiter's face is so genuine, like, I know, terror so, in that second.
As someone who used to be a server, felt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was, when the customers pull up with sloppy steaks.
I was texting Robin in our group chat the other night with our other friend Keelan, talking about
manager of the show, very important character in the YBIG universe.
Stop saying he's the manager of the show.
The third member of your band is garbage.
He's the honorary third mic, I'd say.
Anytime we don't have a guest, we just bring Keelan on.
That is true. That is true. He has his own podcast now. We talked about it in the last one. It's whatever.
Yeah, we don't need to promote our good friend.
Are we going again? Is this going to be in?
I
guess.
Sure,
hey guys, welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, welcome back to your band.
Hey guys, we need you to we need you to hit like and subscribe.
Yeah, we do.
Please,
need
they
like
have
and
our
family.
They have
and
my
ring
family.
That bell.
Please.
It's the only way you're gonna get notifications on when we post new videos and keep your.
Please ring the fucking bell. They have my fucking family. Emotron.
If you like,
they won't give it away.
If you like Modern Baseball and / or come. Hit the bell.
Hit subscribe and hit like.
Hit like, comment, subscribe.
And like if you like Modern Baseball or come, guys. Come on, let's get this going. Let's get this comment
like,
section going.
Rate and subscribe, and you could give videos a rating out of 5 stars instead of the up or down likes or whatever.
I want someone to go to our podcast page and leave a review that says come.
In like stupid early YouTube, you didn't like or dislike videos, you rated 5 stars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
And so people would be like, comment, rate, and subscribe.
I miss old YouTube.
5 stars for Modern Baseball.
I miss saying first on every YouTube video.
Motherfuckers on TikTok still do that shit.
Do you remember?
People do that on every fucking platform.
Did you ever see the YouTube videos that were like the mini series of videos that you click through with like the annotations, basically?
Yeah.
They were like choose your own adventures. That shit was.
Yes. That was tight.
No, I never saw that.
Do you guys remember Flipnote?
So much time. Yep.
Yeah.
Like the DSI thing?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Flipnote was like the Vine and TikTok before Vine and TikTok.
Tough being.
Hey, you drew
do you remember
content?
MySpace?
Yeah.
I
gotta be honest,
though,
MySpace actually kind of slapped. I was an independent study in my computer tech support class, and so I just dicked around for probably 3 years of my high school career. And in that time, me and my classmates made MySpace accounts and then posted on each other's like MySpace walls. Great site. You can listen to me. It's Facebook, but you get to listen to music, and it's not Facebook. So yeah. You know,
it's cool.
Wow.
And you don't have to be on Facebook. That's the best part.
Hashtag bring back MySpace.
Yeah,
I'll say it right the fuck now.
Let's get the MySpace page going, gang. Come on.
To be honest, how much cum do you really think is on MySpace? Because
so much.
Tom does not put up with that shit. He does not let cum on MySpace.
A lot of modern baseball cum.
Anyways,
well, you know, there's not together that much right now.
So I've got my first question. So
wait, a question for us or
yes, of course. Wow. Y'all are on my podcast now, so
okay.
I think this might be the first time that we've been presented with a question.
We just colonized your podcast.
Hey, that's some season 2 shit.
Welcome to Arcadia Gay, the podcast of queers.
And Cooper.
And come.
And Cooper.
We're here to ring your phone.
Residential, not queer person here.
I just wanted to ask what inspired you both to start working on podcasting. What brought you here?
Wow. I guess it's sort of because I've always really been interested in like the music scene and band and stuff. But I have no musical talent whatsoever. Mm. And I also have no physical talent. I have no real talents, really.
You're not good at video games.
No, not good at particularly that. I couldn't be like a streamer. I don't have the attention span to do something like longer form than just like an hour every few weeks. So
you're not very attractive. So yep. People can't. You don't want people to look at you.
True.
And you smell, so
ugly.
You can't be around.
You have a
people.
Face for radio.
Yeah, I do. I have a face for radio and yeah. Yep.
And there's one thing we love in the too. DIY scene, it's settling, you know?
Yep.
Mm.
Just take what you can get.
You know what?
That's
all
why
we do is
that's why
we
we're so selfish
for video games.
We settled with Modern Baseball's lawsuit.
You should be able to go to a website that tells you if you have been in contact with a streamer.
Like on
there's
a, video
a
game?
Lot of streamers out there.
Like if you've been in, like if you played against a streamer in a game,
yeah,
and like you killed them or whatever.
They have that for PUBG. I've never seen that for another game.
Either?
Yep.
I'm PUBGReport.com. I was playing League of Legends in like 2014, and someone would drop their stream link in the chat, and then everyone in the game would just go and be toxic in their chat and in the game.
Oh, I think that might be the first person to come onto the podcast not named me that says that they played League of Legends.
Oh, here we go, Robin. Oh, wow. Go have your little League of Legends conversation.
This sounds like
it's gamer talk, baby. Any gamers?
Gamer talk.
I mean, gamer talk is like locker room talk, but so much more embarrassing.
Actually, Jacob and I have been playing the Pokemon League of Legends.
Yes, Pokemon Unite.
It's good as shit. It's awesome.
I've just been playing Flail Snorlax and just decimating children.
Yeah, Snorlax.
Personally, I'm an Eldegoss main, Slowbro secondary.
I don't own a Nintendo Switch.
Which one is Eldegoss?
It's like a weird, like, cottony type shit. It's like, it's like a little walking dandelion.
Is it newer?
Yeah.
I think so. I think it was like
past gen,
maybe.
There's also a Pokemon in the game that's just a fucking bird.
Which one's Exodia?
You know, like, five of those?
There's a lot. There's bird is like its own classification of Pokemon.
Well, I just mean, like, they have Cramorant in that game, which is like, who the fuck? Who the fuck wants
a Cramorant? Yeah, who wants
a
Cramorant?
The weirdest one to me will always be Klefki.
Yeah.
Hey, Klefki rocks.
Klefki is just unknown, but somehow worse.
Have we ever stopped to think about why they just made the unknowns? They're just the alphabet.
Yeah.
They're not even all of the alphabet.
They have some weird subplot to do with, like, Darkrai, and then they were in that movie.
Don't tell Slaughter Beach Dog about them.
Oh, and to answer the question, Klefki does not evolve. So.
Oh, are you fucking serious?
It's just
I'm currently hearing forever Pokemon to know what you're talking about.
It's just a set of keys. Just imagine a little toddler throwing around of keys. That's it.
I'm looking at it.
What the fuck is this Pokemon?
I have to say, I love Trubbish, but Trubbish is a literal bag of trash.
Literal trash bag.
But it's fucking adorable.
Yeah. What about Vanilla Ice? The fucking ice cream cone?
Yeah, that was
cool.
It's kind of cool.
It was in such a bad type.
I like the evolution because it's got the fucking like cookie straw in it.
Yeah, it was cute.
I think this point is kind of beaten to death, but I mean, Pokemon design has always been bad. Like for a while, it was like limited by like.
Whoa, you shut your mouth!
It got bad because they didn't know what they were doing, and then they got a bunch of money. It got really good, and then they ran out of ideas.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
but I mean,
I don't know. They've always done Pokemon that are just like. This one's just a rhino. Like it's just there's always been some pretty bad names too
especially in the first gen.
Yeah,
like Ekans is just backwards.
Hey, did you know that the three birds are Uno, Dos, and Tres?
Well, that's absolutely
God. I've never noticed that.
Wait, so like Blink-182's take off your pants and jacket?
Take your pants. Oh! I got it, guys. Oh, I got it. Oh man, that lines up well with Deuterants. Cause come.
Oh, we're Travis talking about coming in.
Travis Barker literally tweeted from the studio: Machine Gun Kelly is 29 years old and just figured out what "take off your pants and jacket" means.
The most Machine Gun Kelly thing I've heard.
Like what the ever. Fuck?
Jesus.
Now and I want to go ahead and I think that's a nice little
that record.
That's a nice little transition into the next little segment. We're here in season two. We're going to be talking about music news.
Wow.
We're going to have a little fun little article that we go over. And,
Music.
Current events.
Music. It's music time.
I am
time.
Too high to understand this.
So, okay.
Are you saying music or news?
Music. Because it's news about music.
News.
Like why does that sound like a weird illegal item?
Maybe it is.
Have you been doing music recently?
No,
it sounds like a nerd drug. Never mind.
A nerd drug?
What's the difference between a nerd drug and a cool drug?
I don't know.
Is that like Adderall versus something like Coke?
Anyway, no. we're doing music. We've got the new segment.
Tell us about the new segment.
No drugs are cool.
Gonna get off this topic.
We've seen the TV. You watch the news. You see the pictures and the timelines on the Twitter. So I'm sure you've seen Kanye West. Is living in the Mercedes-Benz stadium while he finishes working on his upcoming album. Yeah. Anyone seen the like fucking wild pictures and shit? Like, why is he wearing like a thing over his face?
Yeah, like a robber's mask.
Yeah, the pantyhose.
Yeah, that's funny.
Sometimes you just gotta commit a couple crimes.
Does he actually think that that's hiding at all who he is? Because it's still like.
Right?
You can still see his whole face.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering about too.
I think he was just trying to scare some white people. And I think that's okay.
I think he tries to do that a lot, and he usually succeeds.
That's true.
I am very terrified.
If you could live anywhere for a few weeks while you finish an album in the world, where would it be?
Do you remember that shack we stayed at in Ohio?
Say the exact same thing!
I could not handle that. The
so
shitty
we
Airbnb?
We went to an Airbnb and it was pretty cheap, and we needed something in between Pittsburgh and Indianapolis, and so we ended up in like the middle of Ohio.
Yeah,
that's
like
it was
where
just,
I live. Where at?
Yeah. It was probably like 40 minutes east of the Columbus. It was just in the middle of like forests. It was probably a town in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh. We had no cell service the entire time we were there.
Go on.
That's probably like 20 minutes from where Jacob
probably
lives.
Probably exactly where I live. Yeah. Go on.
It was hella sketch, but in the best way. It was like being in the middle of nowhere. Except, and we had a day off on tour, so I went and I drove up to Akron to watch Equipment. And then driving back home, I got, or back to the Airbnb, I got pulled over.
No!
Because apparently I had run a stop sign. And he's like, where are you going at like 2 a.m. In the middle of nowhere? And I'm just like, I'm like alone in the car too. So I'm like,
no.
I'm going to an Airbnb. I'm on a band. I'm in a band that's like touring through. And he's like, okay, so let me stop you right there. What's an Airbnb? And I'm like, oh no. And then he's like, what do you mean you're in a band? Do you guys have like a limo or something? And I'm like, oh no.
No.
Oh, and then he's like, are there any narcotics in the car? And I'm like, oh no.
Oh no. Jesus.
Just to clarify, there was not narcotics in the car, but you know how it goes.
Oh my God.
God,
that was probably, yeah, not right where I live, but probably close-ish. I mean, like in the area of, I just moved out here, so like not. No tea, no shade. Like, I'm not mad about it or whatever, but, like, it is in the middle of nowhere. Like, there's just nothing out here.
I would give anything to live there.
Actually, we're giving... I'm kind of excited.
I fucking hated it.
We're getting a Sheetz build out here for whatever reason.
Yo, yes!
I don't know why. I don't know. Like, there's not even, like, BB Bop or anything out in this town. So, like, I don't know why they decided to build a Sheetz here, but they're building a Sheetz.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
The BB Bop?
Yeah, what is that?
You've never heard of that? It's a...
No.
Robin knows what it is. He's muted, so he can't.
BB Pop is a Korean-style, like Chipotle,
yeah, it's
basically.
So why did Carbol? Oh,
that like, sounds so good.
Like Panda, really like Panda Express is for Chinese food.
It's like,
yeah, basically.
It's like, you know how Chipotle is like not quite fast food? It like wants to think it's better. It's like
yeah.
It's not
yeah,
like Panda's
you get your bowl. God, they damn, put you pick good. Your kind of rice. They do like beans and corn, like potatoes, spicy chicken, Korean barbecue steak.
Gosh,
you're making me hungry.
It is good, but they don't have it here, motherfucker. So I can't have it. But the point is,
I actually ordered that tonight.
That's wild.
Oh fuck!
I've never been to Sheetz.
They're building a Sheetz out here. I'm very stoked for it. And all of my friends who love to hang out and get food at gas stations and get little snackies and sit around and do nothing, they're not excited about it because, oh, they're knocking down some affordable housing. But it's a Sheetz, so it's like, come on, you know?
This is gentrification, but it benefits you.
I'm on Team Sheetz, baby. Come on.
Yeah, take what you can get. It's That's tough right. out here.
Capitalism.
That's right.
Sheetz transcends politics.
I also correct, like man. The concept that you've invested stake in the Sheetz, so you're just stoked about it. It's like you own 90% of this building.
Yeah. I'm like on the site, like pointing at like where the rocks need to go when they're building it.
I just
Come on, guys.
Everyone
get excited.
Else,
you.
From the perspective
you were there
of me,
when they broke ground.
Will greatly benefit.
You're cutting the big ribbon outside the Sheetz window.
Yeah, you were there when they broke ground. You were digging the first.
We just want to thank our number one fan out here, Jacob, for all the moral support we needed to keep going.
You're like kneeling in front of the Sheetz like it's ground zero.
Yeah, I'm praying at the Sheetz.
This shack that we stayed at was nowhere near a Sheetz or a location that could be a Sheetz.
Walmart, 35 minutes away.
Oh yeah, no, I live in like a town, so I probably live in the town of the Walmart, 35 minutes away. But I know what you mean. It's like
What was great about the shack was that it was like on a hill, and the foundation was giving away, so it was like tilted, and you could visibly see the like sleeping in the bed that I was in. I kept sliding down.
Oh my God.
The bed.
I mean, I will be honest. We got, I think, 2 bedrooms for like $70 after taxes and fees. So, not complaining.
And there was a cleaver.
And there was a bonus cleaver.
Bonus?
We didn't take it with us.
Yeah, in the kitchen. Oh, and okay, so when Corey left to go see equipment, Cooper and I stayed back and like smoked in the shack. And it felt very horror movie-esque because we had no cell phone, no cell service, and we tried to turn on the TV, and I don't remember what movie we were watching, but it was very clearly a movie. I think it was 500 Days of Summer and like Shrek 2 options there.
We tried to watch 500 Days of Summer, and then you couldn't get the TV to turn off of black and white mode for half an hour.
Yeah, it was...
We never figured out how to turn the sound on because we didn't ever see any speakers. We're like, is it built in the
TV? And the aspect ratio was off.
For it.
Well, you know, Adam Sandler's like a real artist, so I've heard that you're supposed to watch his movies in 4:3 in black and white. So I think that you guys actually got the experience.
Yeah. For true films, they can the only be presented in 4:3 in black and white.
Yeah.
And ideally they should be 4 hours long, if possible.
Well, I'm sure that Mark Webb, the director of Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2, really appreciated us watching 500 Days of Summer in 4:3 on black and white with no sound.
It's very funny to me to imagine that
in a shack in Ohio.
Not only you guys can't get it off black and white mode, but I'm sure the picture itself, I mean, like, no one's transmitting in black and white anymore, so it's just like a mode that the TV is on. I don't know who installs black and white mode on their TV, but like the thought that it's so permanent that you can't turn it off is incredible.
Default. It was just the default mode.
It's possible it just wasn't a color TV. I don't know if y'all guys considered that.
Color happened. Well,
What I will say is that colorblind people sometimes prefer to watch things in black and white because they have an easier time finding distinctions between shades of things when there's no color.
That makes sense.
I think that that's why TVs have that mode.
A possible old shack in the woods lore.
Well, the reason
old shack in the woods. The reason it was to be doing basketball and stuff.
Wow, not for several years, but awesome try.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a. I think it was in black and white because they had the three. You know, the before HDMI, we had like the three colors.
Yeah.
Wires. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of them was like shorted. And that's the one that like brought color to the.
That's incredible. The color wire was shorted.
Yeah.
One of them is sound. One of them is the black and white picture, and one of them is color.
Well, and the sound was shorted. The only thing you could get was the image. No sound, no color.
Jesus.
Subtitles. Reading the captions.
The so Cooper and I just got TV subtitles.
But yeah, I do have to say, I really think writing music in a space where we can kind of connect with each other is a really good and conducive way to finish projects. That shit slaps. I like feeling connected to the other musicians because it's so much easier to make something interesting if the vibes are there.
We had
It helped a lot on these new
songs. I love how on topic Corey is.
Yeah, we had a recent guest, we had Cliff Diver on, and they were talking about how they're going to record an album shortly, and they had booked like several weeks just like in a little place. They were all going to do a vacation and they record an album. And like, that's got to be the way to do it, you know? Like, it's got to be something where like everybody's there for an extended period of time. You got to like isolate yourself for a little while and just do it. Just vibe.
That's what we did when we did K-Code. We just drove down south to Indiana, slept in our car in like January, and recorded an album at somebody's house.
Oh, so sick.
Yeah.
I feel like we didn't talk about the writing process of K-Code. Was we just kept going. We went over to Cooper's house for a week. We took a week off of work and then just spent like 12, 14-hour days just grinding out the album.
That's sick.
Like writing everything out.
Playing loudly in his parents' house while his parents were there and his brother. So thank you for letting us grind.
Supportive family. My brother hated it.
Yeah, so supportive. And now
I was definitely there.
Yeah. Mod was there in spirit. Well, I could feel it.
I will say, Mod, Corey, and I lived together when we just recorded a couple more songs.
We did,
and we all live together now, and so that like was also a really interesting experience. Very was nice. Being able to live close to each other and write together.
Hell yeah, that's very sick. Robin, what about you? Where would you write an album?
The bottom of the ocean, I think.
That's deep.
Like dead or like a little James Cameron boat?
Maybe some like spikes on it.
Some spikes on it?
Yeah.
That would make it look pretty cool.
Maybe I'd be like in like a death metal band. We're like the most
popular
band in the world.
To record the album on like the Waterworld boat, you know, in Kevin Costner's 1999 Waterworld.
Yeah, the classic movie that we all know.
Yeah, and they have that like giant, that giant boat that like a whole community lives on. To be able to record the album on that would be, mwah.
Oh, what about the moon satellite in that one Disney movie about going to space? Fuck, Treasure Planet.
Xenon.
Oh, Treasure Planet. Treasure it would Planet. Rock to record an album in Treasure Planet. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That would be cool. The sickest
Holy
shit.
Shit.
Dude, freaking out like the electric
recorded self-titled.
Space pirate punk, dude?
Hell yes. That would be incredible.
I want to record an album.
I want to go up there with Jeff Bezos and record an album.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, because he's a clown.
Oh my god.
Didn't someone get like clapped on Twitter for calling him Jeff Bozo? Or like someone like texted him and he got all mad?
Was that a meme? I couldn't tell if that was like a meme or if he like actually sued that person.
Sued him?
Not a chance.
Honestly?
Did you ever see the leaked texts from Jeff Bezos that were like supposed to be sexy? I don't get to like his mistress or something, I guess. I don't really know the context. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
No.
Oh my god, I gotta find him now. Because now I look like a freak for knowing about that. Jeff Bezos
can have passions.
Creepy. I also didn't know what his voice sounded like until recently because of all the interviews with him about
that
going to space.
Laugh.
He sounds interesting.
He's soy boy energy. That's what Hasanabe says.
Yeah.
Soy boy energy.
Have you heard his evil laugh?
Yeah, no. Where he's got like the big like robot arms or whatever and he's like maniacally laughing.
Yeah, they're like
motherfucker
like,
looks
so...
like Mr. Electric from Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Oh my god.
Okay, they're I found like the in text. Okay, this article says it's the Amazon package you never want to see on your doorstep, which is a great opening line.
That's so good.
Jeff Bezos
that's
sent X-rated
really
selfies and saucy sex to his mistress while cheating on his wife, a report said on Thursday. Here's a quote. "I love you, a live girl. I will show you with my body and my lips and my eyes very soon." He sent that text message to her along with his dick pic.
This is such a different podcast than I expected to be on.
We really Thank ought you. To dissect that. Do we even have the time to dissect that? The first line you sent
to you
is
anyone
a
has
live
the time
girl?
To fully
alive with
that.
An A. I don't
I was so you. Like
is he Pinocchio?
I don't know what that is. I mean he might kind of look like he'd be Pinocchio.
You don't know what Pinocchio is?
Like, because Pinocchio wants to be a real boy or whatever, so is he, like, fetishizing the idea of an alive girl?
It was too...
This that
joke
just
is bad. I'm sorry.
Something
Her
else.
Name is Lauren Sanchez. She was...
Just doxing his mistress.
A Fox host? Yeah, I'm doxing Jeff Bezos' mistress. On the fucking podcast,
no fucking
I'm
She was
doxing
a host
her.
On Fox News.
She
no,
was
sorry.
The Fox News.
Fox is So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, that's
different.
I guess that's different, Fox.
That's a much that's more mistress-related show.
Yeah, that is a very mistress-like show.
I feel like that's the general public didn't know enough about dancing for that show to, like, do well.
I feel dirty now, having read that. I feel nasty.
Take a shower.
Have you ever heard the fan fiction about the squid in the lake and Hogwarts?
No.
Okay. Just if we wanted to, like, we were already on the, like, the nasty.
Do you want to read it or something? Do you have it pulled up? Go ahead, Robin.
I mean, I'm not.
You've planted the idea. I'm not going
to
be able
to
sleep tonight without reading it.
Do you guys know about the milk fig?
I thought you were going to ask about the milk fig. I know about the milk fig.
I don't know about the milk fig.
Just leave it alone, Robin.
Don't look it up.
Leave it alone. It was after your time. Robin's
Hogwarts
old. You have to forgive
House
Robin. Robin's old.
And squid.
There's not a lot of things that I would maybe try to protect people from, but I feel like I need to protect people from the milk fic, maybe.
Yeah. What did
Hogwarts
Tumberlin do to these
kids? And it echoed within its empty halls. The students had all left for summer, and he felt empty.
Are we seriously doing
useless.
This right now?
Hagrid was often around, but he was usually too focused on bizarre animals to fulfill the needs of Hogwarts.
I put my bong on my laptop, and then my laptop got kind of warm, and now the bong water is like not a good temperature anymore.
Oh no, it's hot!
You got
hot bong.
You got lukewarm. It's really gross.
Hey, hot bong water is a good band name.
Just drink it, honestly.
That is a good band name.
Hashtag don't drink the boof water.
Then it happened. Water shot out of faucets, toilets overflowed, and bread set in ovens to keep warm. My thoughtful house elves exploded. Hogwarts shook violently to his foundations.
You know, Hogwarts would be a great place to record an album.
That is true.
The moving paintings so would terrify me and judge my art.
I want to throw a show in the little snake lair where they have the little showdown with the basilisk.
Just loading in on those stairs.
Don't you think it'd be kind of difficult with wizards just casting spells everywhere to record an album?
I'm still laughing at loading in up the stairs, sorry.
just imagine that. That would be almost worse than the time we loaded in Atlanta.
That was not fun. I did not have a good time doing that.
Oh, at the pizza place?
And those stairs didn't move.
Shout out, Robbie. The show was fun. I really enjoyed beating you at Smash Brothers in your own home.
Wow.
yeah, that was not a fun trek up the stairs.
I have to say, one of my favorite Michigan basement shows we've played... I managed to drop my amp head down the stairs with me holding it twice because they were ice covered stairs.
Was this the candy lane?
Yeah. I fell down the stairs twice and I dropped my amp twice.
Jesus.
I remember when one of the bands started playing, you like Scooby Doo ran into the house because you were like slipping on the ice. But Hogwarts, yes, that was definitely.
Yeah,
Hogwarts would be sick.
I want to record in the endless void from SB129. The episode of SpongeBob.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, yes.
Squidward goes to the big endless void of shapes.
After Chrome World, he tries to get back to real world from Chrome World and gets stuck
in
an
album
void.
In Chrome World.
That would be tight.
That could be interesting.
That's how 100GX records other music.
Have you ever?
Everything would just all be reverb. That's it.
Future. Yeah.
No, it'd all be Chrome.
That's where we record Hyperview 2.
Hyperview, but again.
Hyperview 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Hey, you can't do that anymore. You can't do that anymore.
Why can't I do that anymore? Boogaloo.
Because of the boys and the,
I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah. Don't you hate it when they come back to town?
We'll call it a Hyperview, but this time it's Chrome.
Have y'all seen Infinity Train?
No, what is that?
Damn. Well,
it's a good show.
It's a great show where
these
people with problems like end up on a train that like has different rooms that with different challenges. It's very emotional. It makes me sad to watch. It's a cartoon, but recording there would be really cool.
Have you seen the trailer for the new M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Oh, God, there's another
old
one.
Old beach?
Yeah. We're like, there's a bunch of people on this beach, and they get old really fast.
Are people talking about that?
That's what they're talking about.
I keep seeing all the memes where people are like, what if there was a beach where you got old? And I'm like, what the fuck? What is this? Like, it's funny, but I don't, at the same time, I don't get it. Like,
yeah.
I
highly recommend watching the trailer for it because it just looks incredible.
You want to talk about incredible movie trailers? Cowboys versus Dinosaurs, a classic I watched last week.
That's a thing?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I watched the trailer.
Cowboys versus Aliens.
It's like that, but a little bit more off the rails.
Oh, it was a TV movie, so they could just do whatever they wanted.
Yes. There are cowboys and there are dinosaurs, and they fight. Honestly, what more could you ask for?
That's exactly what they said they were going to do.
They set out to do a thing and they delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hated it when in Cowboys versus Aliens they just made amends and started a colony together. Like that, there was no verses.
Come on, I was going to watch that one.
It was all mine.
I didn't mean to spoil it.
Also, I don't think it was verses. I think it was Cowboys and Aliens.
Oh, was
so
it?
Godzilla versus Kong.
No, wait. I think it was Cowboys.
That one was weird. They just played poker the whole time.
They definitely had a battle.
Hang on just a goddamn second.
Those cowboys were rooting and tooting and shooting all over the place, you know?
Cowboys, ampersand aliens.
There's both.
Okay, the shitty movie from 2011 though is Cowboys and Aliens.
Yes,
I don't.
The
know
one with Harrison Ford.
The one with Daniel Craig.
They're both
Harrison
in
Ford
it.
And Daniel Craig.
That one's a fucking Mandela to me because I really thought it was Cowboys versus Aliens.
Daniel Craig, Harrison Ford, Olivia Wilde.
Mm-hmm. I actually watched that like 2 years ago. Wow. I think I watched it like on a vacation, and I was like just watching cable because there's no other TV like where you're staying.
I was like, oh, I love it. I'm watching cable.
It's not great,
Craig,
but
it's an American accent.
It's not great, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah,
like if you're into like pulpy, like if you're into like pulpy action movies, it's a fun one.
77% of Google users like this movie, but Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 44. IMDb gave it a 6.
No. It's happening again.
100% of Google users liked Come.
Oh.
Of course.
No.
I think we can officially say that this has been the most cum-filled episode of the podcast.
Yeah. Robin, you tweeted that you wanted to talk about cum, and you got your fucking wish, dude.
I got my fucking wish.
It's true. It happened.
Oh, again, I'm pretty sure it was Cooper that brought it up too. You didn't even have to do it.
That's not true. That is not true.
It feels good to hold the trophy, even if the trophy is a little sticky.
God damn it!
Somebody else brought up cum. I swear to God.
No, Cooper, it was you. You brought up cum. You said like, everybody's talking about cum on the timeline.
Y'all are gonna look so dumb.
Listeners at home,
when
run it back.
Audio comes out, and I prove.
Yeah, you know, Cooper,
wrong.
I am gonna look dumb. Young, dumb,
you're
full
look
of cum.
Dumb as hell.
Young, dumb, and full of cum. That's the new tagline for the podcast.
Yep. You know one thing about me? Know that it's I'm not wrong. That's it.
That's the main thing to know.
I really hope that no one from my family thinks that this is the time that
this is acceptable to listen to. I hope the same thing, to be honest with you. I hope nobody in my family listens to this show.
Yeah, Jacob soft blocks his family anytime they follow us.
I want everyone possible to listen to this, except for my family.
My close personal friends and family.
I only want Jeff Bezos to hear this. Yeah. That's my only wish.
Hey, if you hear this motherfucker, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, same.
That's a direct
are we posting this on Amazon Podcasts? Because he probably will hear it if we are.
Yeah, you think he checks them all himself?
It's a real tragedy that they bought Twitch, to be honest.
Yeah. It really
is. Very sad.
Is it nice that I can subscribe using my Amazon Prime? Yes, but that's beside the point.
But at what cost?
But at what cost?
Like $50, $100, $100 a year or something.
Yeah. Yeah. How much does Amazon Prime cost? I guess that much.
I think it costs like $100. I think it costs like $100 one year, and then the next year it was like $110.
I don't know.
Then the year after that it was like $130.
Isn't Netflix like $12 now?
I don't know. I'm a leftist, so I can't say for sure. I don't have Amazon Prime.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's hard to say.
I use my parents.
Jacob, I know for a fact you have Amazon Prime.
It's hard to say for sure.
What's Amazon?
It's a place on the earth, there's rainforest
in South America.
Yeah. It's Robin's favorite type of lady.
Yeah, they have really tall women.
Yep.
Nice. I think Wonder Woman is supposed to be one of them. Or is that
like a whole different species, no?
Yeah, women Amazon's really are a whole different species, huh, champ?
Well, that's what not what I meant. Not what I meant.
Sigma.
Are you guys Sigma males? Like, what's your deal?
I consider myself like a beta male for sure. I'm not very confident.
Sure. Appreciate the confidence.
I'm not very confident.
I'm more beta than the fish.
I'm not very confident.
That's a good one, Nat.
What the fuck was
I'm an alpha that pretends to be a beta.
That's somehow more powerful than
there's
just
something
being
important
an alpha.
I needed to look up. Oh.
That is not true.
Have y'all ever had Wingstop?
One of our friends almost died eating Wingstop.
I think I'm about to die eating Wingstop.
Wingstop rocks. I've had it.
I've had it twice now. I had it today, too. So twice now. And last time, my stomach hurt for like 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. That's part of the fun.
Oh, yeah. It's starting to hurt again.
Yeah.
Fucking. It's
is that
so
why
delicious,
you yelled it's happening
cow.
Again like 5 minutes
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's fucking happening again, bro.
Oh, no.
Oh man!
Not the Twin Peaks. It's happening again.
Well, why don't you go? Why don't you go take a little poopy? We can wrap it up.
We should probably get wrapping it up, gang. We're probably about that time.
It's fair. It's fair,
guys. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. We're gonna do kind of some more plugs at the end, so we'll make sure to get all the socials and everything.
Okay, one last thing.
Yeah, no, of course.
Wonder Woman is part of the mascara. All one word. Yeah. However, her mom was an Amazon.
Hmm.
So her mom was on Amazon and her dad was Zeus.
Oh.
Yeah, Wonder Woman is like deadass Athena. Like, oh, Zeus beats she's like made out of clay or whatever. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, she was made out of clay with her parents, and then her uncle's like, hey, Ares, and she runs around, and she's got boots in the new movie. It's interesting.
I didn't, I actually did see high heels. I did see Wonder Woman 84, but I don't know, like, the lore or whatever. So
God damn, what a boring movie. That movie what sucked, a boring shit. Movie.
Yeah, the movie
sucked. Like, I fell asleep, like, twice in that movie.
Yeah, I agree. It was like 2.5 hours
Pedro Pascal made that movie.
Yeah, she was barely in the fucking movie, and she's in the title. Yeah. Whatever. Now we're just talking about Wonder Woman. You guys, I like we mentioned earlier. I know I've been doing a lot of stuff recently. We've relatively recently new vinyl on the sale. No, you're doing Konami Code vinyl, and I think some other ones too. You're doing the split as well.
Honestly, if you could just keep buying the Konami Code vinyl, we have so many.
Dope.
We do have a lot.
There are so many around the house, and people keep leaving them in the sink.
And that's I saw that. That's on Open Door
and Sun Eater. Open Door and Sun Eater.
Okay, dope. Very cool. So make sure to check that out,
guys. One of the variants looks like a Trader Joe's fruit bar. So if you're into that, you know
that would be tight.
Yeah, hook it up.
Any shows coming up? Anything else we want to plug?
Nothing that's announced yet, but we got some cool stuff in the works.
I don't think anything we can talk about yet.
Fair enough.
That's news in and of itself.
There will be
a
tour soon.
Good.
Hell yeah.
We will keep our eyes peeled for that.
You heard it here probably second. There might be a tour coming soon.
COVID willing and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Big asterisk next to everything. But one of the things I had asked a little bit last time before, like as we kind of go out, does anybody have anything that they've been like really listening to and really fucking with recently that they want to recommend?
Oh my God. I have to remember what their name is. But I listened to them a while ago. You guys go first. I'm going to try and look for them.
I've been really obsessed. I've been obsessed with this record forever, but the last couple weeks I've been listening to Dancing is Depressing by Attic Basement or Attica Basement. It is like such a perfect record. It's so weird and strange, and I think everybody should listen to it. Came out like 3 years ago, but also this party punk pop punk band called Night Beast, where they sing about getting drunk and like partying at like 28, just released a record.
Whoa.
And I can't tell if it's so weird, and I can't tell if I like it, but y'all should go give it a listen to.
That's my favorite genre of music. I can't tell if I like it right away.
It's like it's so weird. It's like in this uncanny valley of music that I just don't know how to describe it, because I don't know if it's good or not. I just like it.
Fair enough.
I guess I can go. There's this guy called Sueco, spelled Sueco. And he has a song called SOS featuring Travis Barker. And it's, you know, I'm not going to say that it's good, but I really fucking like it. You like
everything features
like,
Travis Barker.
Yeah, I'm just glad to see Travis Barker getting work.
Yeah. If you like the Machine Gun Kelly core stuff, but you don't like Machine Gun Kelly as a person, then maybe listen to Sueco. Or like Kenny Hoopla. Kenny Hoopla is also super fucking good.
That would be a good thing for me to check out. I know Robin's a big MGK head, but not
first of all, I'm not a big MGK head. I
thought you were muted. Fuck.
He's got a good sound. The album did. He's kind of a piece of shit, but
he is fun. Kind of a piece of shit. There's
he's a piece
of
he's a piece of shit, but he dropped a fun record.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah,
eat that piece of shit and consume it.
You love MGK. You want to marry
him. Also, new Lil Nas X is really good. That's not really related to what we do at all, but that shit's really good.
It doesn't have to be related to what you do.
Yeah, I guess the other thing I said wasn't either. So
true.
The only thing I have to recommend is I've been really listening recently back to the Blues Brothers movie soundtrack over and over. So highly recommend giving that a check.
Absolutely.
God damn. What a perfect movie.
Yep. Agreed.
Rewatched that. I forgot how long that movie is.
It's so fucking long. It's earned. They earn it every minute of it. It's worth.
And this is like the fifth time you've brought up Blues Brothers on the podcast.
I like
motherfucker.
Have you guys seen all of? I think
make that a six.
You guys remember when it was a joke of people wearing fedoras out in public?
Yep.
I used to wear a fedora because I watched the Blues Brothers and I just thought they were the coolest fucking people ever.
Well, they are.
I wore it because of that. And then I just ended up
taking off the hat and the glasses. At the
same time that people were like, fedoras are for nerds and shit.
Yeah. Like, finally just like,
I'm a lady.
And then, like,
I remember throwing away my fedora. I remember the day I threw my fedora away.
I also had to quit fedoras, I'm ashamed to say.
Did you also study the blade?
No, I did do Taekwondo for like a while though, and then I got to the point where they were like, if you want to start learning about weapons and stuff, like, you can. And I was like, I'll be real with you, I don't really like this stuff, and I'm gonna stop doing it. So yeah,
same. Yeah. Yep. I did jujitsu and Taekwondo, so I studied martial arts.
I did karate, and my dad purchased me a sword, so
yeah,
I
had
a sword.
Like a katana?
That's Cooper's fucking sword bit.
No, it's like, if you've ever seen Lord of the Rings, it kind of looks like the sword, the elven sword that lights up when the bad guys are near it.
Hmm.
It's got like that
weird... it's made of Damascus steel.
Yeah, it's made out of Damascus steel, but it's like thicker the further up it goes, and then it gets to the tip, so it's weird.
I studied the blade at the roller skating rink.
Oh.
Wow.
That's sick. You can fight people while rollerblading?
I don't know.
I've got Jesus and anime on my side.
Yeah, Robin's roller skating in a circle and flipping a butterfly knife in his hand and like cutting himself over and over, but learning. He's learning. He's learning, and that's what's important.
I'm practicing. Okay, you're not going to be good right off the bat.
Exactly.
Come on.
There needs to be a movie where there's a fight scene of people on roller skates in a roller rink. While there's other people around, and there's just some like really sick 80s hit playing.
Just like spin kicking someone's throat with your rollerblades.
Yeah, and like Groove Is in the Heart is playing or something like that.
That would be tight.
So I found the band I was looking for. They're called Stay Inside, and they made an album in 2020 called Viewing.
That record is...
it's
good.
So fucking good. They only have 5,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, and they deserve a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
They're really sick.
You gotta good love Little Diamonds
emo in the rough. Rock.
Hell yeah.
Pretty sure I saw that album on r/emo.
Yeah, maybe you did. Maybe you did.
What are you doing on r/emo, Corey?
I'm smarter than everyone.
I'm mentally ill, Mod.
You know what?
Put everybody fair else enough on the board, okay?
Fair enough.
Now, good things to check out. We've got What's Left to Let Go, an EP I picked up on vinyl from a band called Good Time Boys last week. And then we're also going to want to head over to MIA and her album, Arular. It's going to be A-R-U-L-A-R. It's one of my favorite just non-emo albums ever. So that's what I've been listening to. Thank you for tuning into my podcast.
Indeed.
Thanks for tuning into the
inside,
show,
Fox,
hanging
though.
Out.
Yeah. Well, guys, I like I said, I really appreciate you coming on. It's been a true pleasure to speak with all of you. Do you have anything final to say as the music fades in?
Stay modern hydrated. Baseball, come.
Shout out to the 155 Nation. Listen to the 155 pod.
Be kind to yourself.
Don't plug other podcasts on our podcast. I'm just kidding.
It's not my podcast. I just really love these people.
I've listened to it. It's pretty good.
It's all pretty right. Fucking good.
Bye-bye.
Buy Kiko right. On vinyl. Please, goddamn, Open Door has my kids. If you don't buy all the vinyl, they're going to start making them eat the vinyl.
And honestly, dude, if they kill Nat's kids, we're never going to get another good song out of them again. And I can't have that, all right? I got to eat, too.
I know you guys want to hear me sing about college and divorce or in breakups, but like, goddamn, I'm going to sing about my kids if they die from eating all this vinyl that we didn't sell.
Oh, no. It's like a never-ending cycle. Because you obviously record a new album with the songs about your kids, and then you make the vinyls.
Yep.
Why can't we do a bit that doesn't last like 5 minutes ever?
Thank you so much, as always, to our new friends in the wonderful Arcadia Gray. Be sure to give them a follow over on Twitter. You can do that at @Arcadia_Gray. We'll have a link to that in the show notes as well.
We've also got a Bandcamp, arcadiagray.bandcamp.com. Always a great place to pick up music. Make sure you pick up the Konami Code LP if you haven't already. They've got an orange variant as well as the Contra variant, which is a nice little stripey orange, yellow, and red. Looks beautiful. Pick that up, please. They're literally begging us.
We also got to put some major respect and some major thanks to our good pal, our new friend, Caleb, over from Hey, I Love You. Thank you so much for the banger of a new theme song. It's an awesome way to kick off season two. Couldn't appreciate it more. And
Arcadia Gray is about to go on tour with Guitar Fight from Fooly Cooly. So check that out. Dates are on their Twitter. They're going to be touring through Oklahoma, Texas, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and ending with a nice little hometown show in Chicago that I just requested off for. So,
oof.
Who knows?
Spoiler alert.
I guess I've committed now.
I guess you have.
Oh, shit.
Well.
And also, as you are hearing this right now, right? Today.
The second?
Tonight.
Right now?
Tonight. They're going to be opening, not opening, but they're going to be playing a show with Riley in Illinois. So go check that out. Go to that show literally tonight.
If you're in Illinois, go to that fucking show.
If you're in Illinois, do we have any listeners in Illinois?
I have got to have at least one, I would think.
All right. If you're listening to this and you live in Illinois and you're not already in Arcadia Gray, go to that show. Go. What are you doing? Why aren't you there right now?
Yep.
Make sure you check out their new song, Shirts Versus Skins. It rocks. It's really good.
It does rock. It's very, very good. You should also, please, God, please, good Lord, write into the show. You can do that over at ybigpodcast@gmail.com.
We need attention.
On please. Top of things we need, we would really love and kind of need some reviews on iTunes. So if you listen to the show and you're a fan of what you hear, it would help us out a huge amount if you could go give us a review or a rate over there. Even if you don't use iTunes, I think a lot of people do, and it kind of helps us get like seen and stuff. So that would be much appreciated if you can. You can also follow us over on Twitter. You can go do that at YBIGpodcast. Music for your Band of Garbage is courtesy of Blast Safe Place and the man himself. I mean, we couldn't do it without him, Jake Batwell.